Youngness, the Hawk, coming to you live. It is 10/28/2021, and I will tell you what, there's all kind of stuff going on, and the wild weasel is running. I tell you, what Lord Jesus has told us, and people got to understand, you got to read the red letter edition about what Jesus is telling us in Matthew 24, and then also Luke 21, and also in his revelations of Jesus as told to John of Patmos, okay? You could throw in some of the other prophets, Ezekiel and some other different ones, but I'm just trying to tell you the things I've emphasized are now coming to pass.
Because who told us? Lord Jesus told us.
So I will tell you that. Now tonight, let's start off the fact with Lord Jesus, will you go to Brother Tom Horn? Apparently he has the COVID, Lord Jesus, and I will tell you, if you will go to him, I pray that you will touch him right now, Lord Jesus. You will touch Brother Tom Horn, and that you will give him a medical miracle and remove any kind of infection or any kind of malady from him and take it away and restore him back to full health. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, and at the same time, I will say this. Lord Jesus, will you go to Lady J? And Lady J and her husband in the Blue Ridge and in the Smokies. And they will tell you, Lord Jesus, that she has started a whole revolution of home canning again up in that area and getting people prepared. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go to her and to her husband and that you will provide them a medical miracle right now on the spot. Oh, Lord, there's so many people with need and so many people having trouble. And Brother Quayle, Lord Jesus, will you go to Brother Steve Quayle right now? Will you touch him again right now, Lord Jesus? And will you provide him a medical miracle? Will you restore him back to full health and function? In your name I pray on all of these, Lord Jesus. So, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? We've got a situation where we have a Cumbre Vieja, which still threatens to kill, according to the models. Now, I've been watching the models, Brother Steve Quayle, I've been watching the models on Cumbre for years, since the 90s. And I can remember talking about it in 2004 when Steve put me on the air, and then later, all through the years, I've brought it up several different times. Now, the fact is that one of the other Canary Islands, island honchos, on I believe the island of Gomeria or whatever it is, he says, well, why don't we put military planes in there and bomb Cumbre to stop the lava flows? Well, now, there you go. You see, that's just really interesting because that they do that, that could just allow them to blow the island. And I'll tell you what, that is being punched and punched and punched with frequency weapons. And I will say this, is that that timing is as it progresses and gets worse and worse with more quakes, bigger lava flows, the collapse of the cone of the caldera, the whole bit. It gets closer and closer, and Red China Joe, the climate changer for Lucifer, don't you know, okay? Red China Joe is now on the way to Glasgow or to Rome or whatever, to the G20 meeting. He's going to meet the false prophet, all right? And that's my view, that's my opinion. But that's also the opinion of a number of good traditional Catholics that I happen to know and talk to on a regular basis, all right? And they just don't understand it. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the New World Order is up to no good, and they're working for Lucifer the Lightbringer and his fallen angels that are with him. And they're deployed, they're at full action, and there is the dark or black awakening has already started to begin, and if you do not understand that, then you will not understand that it is a war. Yes, you're wrestling against principalities and that, yes. But I'm going to tell you something. The physical manifestations of that wrestling do take place. It is a war. People are injured. get sick and people die because it is a war. And Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 24, did he not? In Matthew 24, what did he tell us? Because I'll tell you something. I keep hearing everybody tell me, well, you know, this is going to be that and the other and all of it. And I say, well, let's see what Lord Jesus has to say. And Lord Jesus has to say, for there shall be great tribulation. Verse 21, Matthew 24. Such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. That means everybody would die, but we're not short. What it doesn't say is not saying that nobody dies. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You see, that is what is on the way here. It is coming and is here now. And he says in verse 6, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now let's talk about wars. Are wars like World War II? Go and hit the beaches in Normandy, blah, 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 blah. Not necessarily. Wars are, for the most part, more asymmetrical, or special operations wars, or they're wars of the new type to where you're using electromagnetic weapons to do quakes or to cause flooding or to blow a volcano, you see. That is warfare. It is also biological and chemical warfare, release of bioweapons. We're seeing that. And there's a whole lot of people, it just seems to be, who are getting, you know, very, very ill from something that just happened to be in the alternative news or in the news which I would call more of a Christian patriot news. Brother Quayle, Brother Horn, Brother Dizdar. I've had other attacks and other things. I have not had the COVID. All right? Don't want it. Don't want to get it either. But I'm just trying to say they've hit me with other stuff. Over the years, I've told you some of that. That ain't the point, other than it is targeting of specific individuals, as Brother Quayle said in his QPOS 2.0. And he's talking about, also today, he's brought up the Deagle Report, which is a very timely thing. We talked about that for years now. Deagle, the last report, which he revised upward, by the way, is that at a certain point in 20, you know, in a year here pretty quick, there's only 100 million people left in the United States. Well, if you kill 65 million, with the Cumbre Vieja, according to the model, where there's a tsunami, right? And if it breaks off, if that's an if, but it's not looking real great in terms of that doing it. Matter of fact, it seems to be progressing where it is, breaking the island and a large portion of it, getting ready to go. It's already rolling into the sea, the lava and stuff. You get enough weight on that side, it may even pop it that way. But the fact is, you're going to have this huge climate change meeting in Glasgow, you see. And, you know, it'll be a 33-degree meeting, or maybe this one will be more like a 360-degree, you know, loose for the light bringer, you know, kind of a full circle of Lucy, all right? And they're going for it, and there's a lot of people out here who just don't get it that they are. Alright? Yeah, you can still go watch the softball game. Yeah, you can still watch the football game. But if you see that, you'll also see that there's a whole lot of goofiness even in the football players now. And people who were good aren't good anymore. And people who were are not good are no longer good. And then some people, like in basketball, refuse to take the shot, okay? And all this kind of stuff. So this is not a normal time, is it? This is a time which is moving just like Lord Jesus told you it would. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Well, we're starting to see empty shelves even in this country. I talked to you, what, 2-3 years ago about how back then, you know, and that was, you know what, that was, some of that was right after we had a huge amount of flooding in the Midwest, down to Missouri, the Mississippi, all kind of rivers that are associated with that, the Illinois, the Ohio, the Kentucky, all different rivers where we were losing, by the bushel full, we were losing millions. We lost millions of livestock and poultry, okay? Hogs, cattle, chickens, all the different stuff, turkeys, the whole nine yards, all right? We lost billions and billions of dollars in crops were flooded. We lost homes, we lost barns, we lost factories, bridges, all kind of things, graveyards, the whole bit. Remember all of that? And that, you see, that is quite interesting because we then ended up with a cattle herd of approximately the number of the herd of about 1950 to 52. And that was the amount of the cattle herd was that at that period of time, and that's when the price started to go up. And now it's still going up. Since we've had the COVID, we've had all the stuff, they closed plants and all of these things. And then the Red Chinese allegedly bought Smithfield, which controlled 12 of the brands, of the major brands of pork in the United States. And then they bought up a lot of the pork was going to them, and then they were sending it back to China and blah, 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 blah. So the price keeps going up. But the fact of the matter also is, though, is that we had warfare where we had weather weapons being utilized to create massive flooding. Well, I'm going to tell you, the shoe gets on other foot. The tit goes for tat sometimes because now the Red Chinese are experiencing, guess what? Massive flooding in and around the Yangtze and the Three Gorges Dam, that area. And the dam hadn't blown yet, but there's massive flooding because they were having to release water, okay? And they've evacuated 14 million people. And, oh, they're losing livestock and farms, and 14 million people had to be evacuated because whole towns were disappearing and that kind of stuff. Oh, what do you think that might be the cause? You may have done it to us in the United States back then, and that maybe this asymmetrical stuff goes both ways, and maybe the MMB still fights for America, whereas Red China Joe and his crew are sold out to the Red Chinese. There may be somebody else in the different breakaway society and technology, the MMB, the Mighty Men of Valor, all right? And there's MMB, of course, Mighty Men and Women of Valor. But the fact is, they took the technology, the toys that were the most advanced toys, and then they, in the fight against the other faction called the Black Magicians. All right? And then the MMB took a lot of the toys. They took them off planet because they were being hunted and persecuted here, and there was a whole lot of fighting going on between the factions. We've talked about that over the years. I don't need to go into that because I don't have time. I don't have time to speak in a wonderful, melodic hawk voice. I have to tell you quick, and I have to tell you strong, and I have to tell you so it's coming in on you and you understand what's going on and what the Lord Jesus has told you, and the red letters is coming to pass. So we got famines. We got herds that are small. We got demand that's high. And we got all kind of stuff going on where you can't get trucking, you can't get this, you can't get that. And then we made the mistake, just like, you know, I can go back and quote, what is it, Nahum? I believe, let's see if I can find it. Sometimes I'll have it bookmarked. I don't have it necessarily bookmarked at this period of time, But you remember I read to you where basically they're talking about where you know everything is sold to you by the by your enemy. All right, that's just a paraphrase or a rough idea of what the story is on it. Maybe I've got it in here, but nah, let's see. I can't find it real quick in the Bible right here. I've got so many pages turned over and so many piece of paper sticking out that I can't find it this second. But suffice to say, that's what's going on. Now, we got pestilences, don't we? Pestilences, or now we found out for sure. We got 900 pages of material from a FOIA request that The Intercept did on Fauci and the NIH. We now have the National Institute of Health, which Fauci is the one, the highest paid person in the U.S. government is Fauci. Little Lord Fauci demon, okay? And he is the one that provided to the Echo Alliance the funding to fund the gain-of-function research in China. They were doing it in the United States until that then became, with Congress, that became something that was not to be done. They passed a law saying don't do that. So Fauci changed it over to that, and then who's he really working for? Well, to me, it seems like, to me, in an opinion, he's working for the New World Order bankers and the New World Order intelligence agencies and heads of the military and heads of the government who work for the fallen angels who are under Lucifer. Right? That's where this thing comes from. That's where we're headed. That's what Lord Jesus tells you. So you better start believing it and acting upon it, okay? They want to take your children, and now they want to jab your kids. All right? Now, on the Ohio River, and to wit on all this stuff in terms of the energy, okay, and all this kind of thing, in the West Virginia State Police, is making some kind of possible attack. They found large explosive device on a towboat that tows the barges on the Ohio River near Williamstown in Wood County, West Virginia. On the boat were two suspicious devices. West Virginia State Police explosive response removed the devices, saved them from the boat. Okay, now, according to Chief Warrant Officer Kate Cameron, and I'm reading out of Hal Turner's information that somebody sent me, the U.S. Coast Guard Marine Safety Unit in Barberville, that another potential explosive device was found on a barge on the Ohio River in West Virginia. So now, these devices, okay, are bigger than what they originally were talking about. I'm hearing also from other sources, on the backside of things, they're saying that the things are bigger than they thought. Now, let's take a look at some different items just in terms of what to think about that, okay? What to think about that. And, Mr. Bill, I'm just going to say something here. I have bad audio because, number one, the Skype would not work, and it's not allowing me to get brought up on the Skype, so I'm having to go on a talkie phone, okay? And it cleared up. Well, that's good. But I'm going to tell you what. When you're working for the Lord Jesus, people, you work for the Lord Jesus, then the stuff doesn't go wrong. How many times has Steve Quayle been blown off the air, knocked off the air from the Skype or this? I remember when his T1 line was totally blown out over a section of mountains there where he used to live of about 10 miles. It blew the entire line out and fried his entire broadcast board that he had a good one, okay? And zapped him sitting right in front of it and nearly lit him up, okay? So sometimes we have bad connections and all this kind of stuff. But I do the best I can because I work for the Lord Jesus, and I'm not somebody, I don't have a $20,000 microphone, okay? And consequently, I'm connecting as the best I can to give you the information as a watchman on the wall, okay? As a watchman on the wall, all right? And, this is what you do. So anyway, we have a situation where we got pestilences, all right? We have Fauci caught red-handed, and even the NIH said, yes, we we gave money to the Echo Alliance, but we didn't know what they were doing with it over in China. Bull crap. There's all kind of information about the Chinese stuff. And then Dr. Mikovits, who is a researcher in that biological fields and stuff, the microbiology and whatever, Dr. Mikovits said that allegedly, that this is about the third pandemic that Fauci has helped to create. So this guy, I heard somebody say on the Fox even last night that the next stop for Fauci should be the courthouse instead of, you know, instead of coming on to some television show and to tell you this, that, or the other. And then we've seen all of this pestilence now with the Hydra vulgaris. Hydra vulgaris. Hydra vulgaris. It's an alive thing. It's the type of stuff that's in coral. And it's also in jellyfish, and it does not necessarily die. It reproduces itself. And we saw the pictures of the German doctor, the woman German doctor who had the two German attorneys there on the video. I forget the name, but look it up. German doctor with pictures of the red blood cells stacking together, and then with Hydra vulgaris there, and also other things in the vaccine, all right, showing you that it was then creating a structure that looked like a matrix of some kind of crystalline material that was sort of becoming a jail for those red blood cells that were now starting to stick together. And then we've had other people since on all of this. So we've got the pegylated lipids, the graphene oxide, which seems to be almost alive in and of itself, okay? And that stuff, it's designed that if while sitting in the spike ball and the pegylated lipids, which means fats, it's contained in them, that if it is sitting there and if the bioelectric charge is charged from a negative to a positive, then that allegedly begins a cytokine storm which attacks the body and starts to eat the organs and the different portions of the body where it has moved through the body after getting the spike vax and the spike shot. Okay? So we've got pestilences. They're going to release more. They're playing with Ebola again. They're playing with all this kind of stuff. They're playing with the Nipah virus or Zipah virus or whatever it was. That's got a much higher rate of death than the SARS-CoV-2, okay, or COVID-19 or the Chinese jab or whatever it is. But all of this is about reducing the population of planet Earth to no more than 500 million people. And if you, Brother Quayle brought up the Deagle Report, and you see if you look at it, and if by the model, if Cumbre Blue, and if you were to lose 65 million people, and then if Joe Biden has got about 70% of the people vaccinated, 70% of the people vaccinated, so you see, that's going to be a whole nother, in maybe 1 to 2 to 3 years, people are going to die from the hydrovulgaris stuff, from the different heart problems, from strokes, from blood coagulation, blood clots, and all the different things. Or if they turn on a frequency with the 5G, 6G, 7G, 8G, whatever it's going to be, or just nail it from above, from a satellite with a frequency or some other, or through the harp, or other harp-like devices, or, you know, ionospheric heaters, or Tesla howitzers, or whatever it is you want to call them, okay? If they broadcast the frequency, they could do it into your region, or your area, or your town, or whatever, you know, your house, a narrow beam, you see? And they could then turn on, bingo, the cytokine storm, and people start to die of, like, more like almost a hemorrhagic fever. So consequently, it's like a scenario to where you just cannot believe this stuff's going on, yet it is, okay? And then at some point in time, it seems to be tied to this timing of this Halloween meeting, this Halloween, they're going to Rome, Biden's going to see the Pope, although the Pope's not going to broadcast Biden seeing him, because they feel that it might not be good PR, because people are starting to get it a little bit, you know? People are starting to understand that there is this game playing on, and they're playing on to bring Lucifer the Lightbringer on. But they want to do the blood sacrifice to Lucifer to give him enough devil power to bring him on the scene in an attempt to counterfeit a return of Lord Jesus, who is going to return and is coming back. And when Lord Jesus comes back, he's going to bring his archangels and a few others, and maybe even guys like Greg Evenson and Russ Dizdard. They'll jump down with him, and they'll come down with the full combat boots right on the top of Lucy Hatch. And then if you believe the Bible and you see what it's going to be, then you're going to see a 200 million man army at some point. At the Armageddon coming against all of it. We've got all of this starting and working. We got the Gog-Magog war already ongoing, and all of this stuff. We're going to see the collapse of the power grid. If Kumbre goes, the power grid goes. You collapse enough of the plants on the East Coast, the nuclear coal-fired plants and all of that, and you're going to then start cascading failures throughout the grid, and it's going to go bingo, and lights out America. Lights out. We talked about that for years. Doesn't have to be the total EMP from above, or they can still do it that way. You can have a red Chinese hypersonic, you know, or a Russian hypersonic, pop, pop, and there you go. Or they could just even allow... just even allow the Iranians to do it, you know? Or they could just have Red China Joe do it to ourselves, all right? Now, these things I was telling you about in West Virginia, that is a real thing. I've verified that from other people on in the back side of things, all right? Now, I was going to tell you also about some interesting stuff. Remember last week I talked to you about Poplar Bluff, Missouri? And how a certain doctor who I knew had a friend down there that was involved with the Department of Defense, and he just happened to recognize some people that were speaking in Farsi and Arabic in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, out and about, you know, in a car and all that kind of stuff, and going to stores, and that they had certain credit cards that had a certain stripe on them, a different kind of a, they all had the same kind of credit card. And so then let's just put it this way. After observing that, this guy then apparently actually went and sort of peeked in their window of their vehicle and saw, allegedly saw paperwork and notebooks and stuff from a local business down there that hires a lot of illegal aliens from, you know, from Mexico or Central America. I don't know if it's a packing plant. I don't know the name of the business, or if it's a chicken processing plant or packing, whatever it might be. But some local business in and around Poplar Bluff, all right? Somebody there hires a lot of illegal aliens, what used to be called illegal aliens or undocumented migrants, however you please. So then this said individual decided he might just lay back and watch these boys, and they came back, came to the car, and then they took out, he started to tail them, but really in an expert-like tailing, where he was back quite a ways, in a nondescript vehicle, you know, not right up on the bumper and that kind of stuff. And he said what was interesting is that immediately, and when they took off, they didn't necessarily see him, but they made classic moves of an intelligent. Yeah, you always know when you're over the target when they knock you up the air, and when your cell phone gets knocked out too. So you know what I'm saying here? That tells you right that I'm hitting them right on the money. Old Hawk is right over the target, and it must be Poplar Bluff that these guys down there. What I was getting ready to tell you is that apparently they maybe are able to pass as Hispanics, Mexicans, Central American migrants. They're working at the plant, but yet they're using the tactics and techniques of how to lose tails and evade, you know, surveillance and that kind of a thing. Well, the old boy that was watching them was pretty doggone good, and he tailed them and trailed them and watched them, and then he saw that they went down an old country road, an old hillbilly road, you know, and went out there in the middle of nowhere, outside of Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And they went there, and you know, by golly, they pulled down a lane, and they went up to an old farmhouse up there, and they got out of the car. All right. So consequently, what the idea is, and incidentally, on the same theme that Hal was talking about, when his report of the coal barges and that coming out of West Virginia, coming down the Ohio, how those could be trying to interdict the coal to go to the coal-fired plants downriver, you see, and all over the country, because a lot of the major plants are still coal-fired. Well, or to interdict the traffic in the river or what have you. Well, interestingly enough, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, has a huge high line component there. Huge high lines, the old iron giants, they used to call them. And I knew some people that put up those high lines back in the 60s. And there's a big bunch of them there, and there's other stuff there, too. Kind of an interesting little area of the world. But anyway, I believe these guys might be getting ready to do some kind of a sabotage, all right? And that they're working for some company, and if you're law enforcement in that area, or if you're a Fed who still believes in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and is not a grinder and somebody who wants to take out the school board and or the teacher or the parents who are going to meet the school board, then maybe you ought to look in the surrounding area and look for these guys. They speak Farsi and Arabic when they're amongst themselves, and they figure that the people in Missouri down there in Poplar Bluff, they don't know none of them languages, you know. But they also are able to speak fluent Spanish, apparently, and they're hired as something in some plant. So you better watch for them down there, and you'll see them at the Walmarts. You'll see them at the Costco's and the different places. You'll see them at the gun shops or wherever you can buy the sporting goods store where you can buy knives and camouflage and all the, you know, all the different accoutrement of somebody like that. So in terms of that, we're getting ready. It looks like we're going to have a pop-up of a whole bunch of that stuff. We also have known for years that Obama, the Joker Ted Obama, hired at least two battalions full of Spetsnaz, Russian Spetsnaz, top-of-the-line special forces. And those guys, in order to get into their game over there, they just don't have to defeat their twin or their buddy, you see, you know, in the training. They have to actually fight and then kill them, and that's how they get in. Now, people say, oh, they don't do that. Well, okay, you believe what you want to believe. All right? And I will tell you this, is that you're going to see power shortages. The old Blackstone, the guy that runs Blackstone, the CEO, he's saying you're going to have major power shortages in the developed nations and that you're going to see huge riots and all kind of civil unrest and power shortages, the whole bit. You're going to have propane. You better go out tonight and buy about 4, 5, 6, 10 gallon, or 6 things of propane. All right. You better also do some different things. I would get some small solar panels, but if all of them, as Brother Quayle has talked about expertly, by the way, is that all these volcanoes going off, and if you also see and look at the other volcanology going on, maybe Krakatoa, Stromboli, Etna, all the different ones, Azo and Japan, and there's others, they're all starting to pop some smoke up in Iceland. And if you get enough ash in the air and it goes up high enough, and Kubra itself could do that, or baby Krakatoa could do that, and you have so much ash in the air that it almost becomes like you can't see the sun, and you have what could be almost like a nuclear winter without having even any of the nuclear weapons involved. So I'm going to tell you what, I'm just going to tell it to you straight. You better get you some, if nothing else, another can or two of chunky soup and put it under the bed in the box or put it in the basement in a good, cool, dry storage area. You better get any Mountain House or any kind of thing or Yoder's chicken chunks or Yoder's bacon or whatever, or beef chunks or whatever you get. Cans of tuna fish, cans of chicken breast, chunky soup. See, if you got to get something that's a complete meal, you got to get something that's a ration. If you had a little bit of bread or some kind of crackers or pilot bread or some kind of thing, or pita chips or whatever it is you got, all right, and you put that together with some poke salad or dandelion greens for a salad, and you had a little bit of vinegar and oil, all right, for a dressing, all right, and maybe you had some peanut butter, a few jars of peanut butter on the side, and you had some also some Spam and what have you, and if you had any chickens, you could have eggs, Spam, or eggs and whatever you got in your kit with the Progresso soup or the chunky soup. And I know that sounds trite, and it's not going to make any of it. But let me tell you something. If you got one more can of chunky soup or one more can of Progresso soup, you can call that two rations for one person for a day, all right? Breakfast or, lunch and dinner, all right? Or you can eat one time and fill up pretty good on it, whatever it is. But that's a ration of food for a day. And that ration right there would keep you enough and keep you strong enough to fight and go down the line, put fire down the line, or defend your house against what's coming after it, all right? So now the other interesting things, did you see where, apparently Japan has sort of quit pushing the vaccines and has apparently, allegedly, gone to the ivermectin and is ending, basically has ended the COVID pandemic after widely prescribing the ivermectin. It's like whole areas of India. And a large portion of India. Although now they've gone back to them and they're making them say, well, ivermectin is no good, blah, blah, blah. In the meantime, they gave the cheap, inexpensive drug, which is highly effective, and they gave it to everybody. In Africa, you don't see the amount of the COVID because a lot of people take it in Africa to get rid of the parasites that are in the water that go to the eyes. And then, as Joe Rogan has said, I saw an Alex Jones thing, is that basically Joe Rogan, who took ivermectin and hydroxy, and he had a doctor prescribe it the whole bit, said that his doctor is the one that treated over 200 people in the Congress and their families and gave them ivermectin and got them out of the COVID trap and got them, cured them of the COVID or knocked COVID out of their system. And yet at the same time, some of these politicians were the ones saying you can't take COVID or you can't take ivermectin or hydroxy. So the fact of the matter is this stuff right here is getting to be pretty wild. And my old friend Bill in Central Illinois, God bless you. You ought to go over, I don't know how many I heard the other day, that there's a shortage of pumpkins in Morton. Okay, and Eureka. Those two areas had huge amounts of pumpkins in them. And they used to have canning factories. I still believe they do. Anyway, hello to you, Bill. And I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm believing what Jesus has to say. And now Joe Biden, we got on the streets, you got veterans who are homeless, or you have veterans, and incidentally, I'm going to talk to you something about a real-life case I've heard about at the VA. And this particular thing in the VA, quite interesting. Very, very interesting scenario, all right? And here's the deal. somebody, a veteran in the VA, they wanted to give him the painkillers, you know, for whatever his problem was. And I'm not going to mention it because that would tag it. They wanted to give him painkillers, all right, for this problem, which was, like, let's just say, a surgery of a type, okay? Pulling of a tooth or whatever, you know? But a serious infection, and they had to go in and cut some stuff out of the jaw, whatever. So the fact of the matter is that this person said, no, I don't require any of your painkillers. I don't want to take them. I have a high tolerance to pain. Meaning he has a capability to withstand pain, and he has no problem with it. He's tough. He's old school. He's tough, all right? And so apparently they have these computer records of the, you know, of your medical records and all that stuff. But under his deal, he's able to go in and read his. I don't know if everybody can read their records, but he's allowed to read his because of a high-level intelligence deal or military deal at a high level at some point in time, okay? So consequently, he goes in and reads what the person put in there. And this is the key deal. This is what the VA, a large number of people in the VA are about. The VA doctor or whatever who did the surgery stuff wrote in there, notice to all law enforcement, federal agencies, DEA, etc., this person may be ingesting and involved with illegal, listen to me, put down your, whatever you're doing. The VA doctor puts in there, after somebody refused the painkillers they were trying to get them on, all right, refused them and said, I don't need them, I have a high tolerance to pain, that doctor then goes and puts in the computer medical records that this individual, this veteran, this brave, tough veteran, should be investigated for the possibility of having illegal access and usage of illegal opioids, okay? So what that means is if he was ever to get, you know, his car stopped for a 30-mile-an-hour in a 25 or, a brake light that's out, or he touched the center line for a half a quarter of a second as he was making a turn or something, whatever. And then the grinder stops him, all right, or somebody looking for him stops him who still, because of where he was and who he used to be, would still like to kill him. That they stop him, and then they look his record up and they say, aha! Illegal use of opioids, according to the doctor, the VA. Step out of the car, step out of the car, step out of, no, I can't step out of the car. I'm a disabled American veteran. And I'm not driving, am I? Somebody else is driving me. You better step out of the car. You're refusing to. If you do not step out of the car, you will be tased. All right? So then he tries to get out of the car, and then the guy grabs him, let's say, at some future point in time, grabs him, throws him down on the ground and says, how come you didn't comply with my command? All right? And then they say, and then you make one bump move, you touch their arm or something, you try to right yourself, and you're a disabled American veteran, and you're a little mad that somebody's pulled you over in this first place, whether you're a policeman or not. And so then he says, you just assaulted me. That's resisting arrest. I'm going to have to tase you. You're an illegal opioid taker, and blah, 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 you know. You're probably a drug dealer. So then the guy tased him 47 times right on the chest or whatever where the pacemaker's at. And then they say, he was a drug dealing veteran. Drug dealer, drug dealer. Oh, crap. What it is that the same person also was told back months ago, when he was told in quiet or in private, where they looked at him right in the eye and they said to him, all right, looked at him right in the eye and said to him, why don't you just die? Okay. Why don't you just go ahead and die and end it? Why do you fight so hard to stay alive and to keep coming back here? And then after that, there was another incident between that where his allegedly psychologist or whatever, or the counselor, it's always the social worker, don't you know, or the counselor, who then says, you know, we're just going to review your cases by the end of the year. Come the first part of 2022, we're going to review your case and all of that. And if we find that you're just costing us too much money for VA, costing the VA too much money, we're going to put you in a facility. Yeah, like the Indian village in Wisconsin where they have make moccasins, which it's the Indian village where they take and they put intelligence people in there, and it's like on an Indian reservation. So then what the cat do is then that's nobody can go in there to look to see what they're going to do. Then they can kill these people or try to hit them with the mind control stuff or erase their brain or erase their memories, which is why they got a problem with these guys in the first place, guys or girls. Now, a lot of you don't even know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to tell you that stuff is real, live, and exists. And that whole bit is quite interesting because, you know, you get up there, you don't come back the same way you went in. Because they're going to put you, you know, under the stuff. They'll put you on the specialized, what's the stuff? The, not Prozac, but they'll put you on the stuff that causes the chemical lobotomy, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I am trying to tell you that that's what's going on with veterans. And you see, they want to kill all the veterans off, and then you've got the scenario to where you got all the homeless veterans and people, and this person's not homeless. But you have that scenario as well, and you have people who they've already given, you know, 14 different types of opioids, and they put them on this and that and the other, and then they've also put them on all kind of what you call, like not acid, but the type of thing where you put them on the stuff that, it's one of those things that's a hallucinogenic, but it supposedly help you to cover up and relive your bad memories from the war, you see. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to kill the VA patients, get rid of them or take them out. And at the same time, Joe Biden, Red China Joe, wants to take your tax dollars and for the millions of hundreds of thousands of people that were stopped at the border back during the Trump administration. Thorazine, thank you there. Thank you, thank you. Okay, man. So basically, border scenario during Trump, where they weren't sure about the people with the unaccompanied children, all right, or if they had the children, but they could not prove that the parents were not the cartel-assigned parents or traffickers and that kind of stuff. Well, now Biden is going to give them, I think, almost up to like $1 million a family. So that's just great, you know. Oh, good, $1 million. Well, I'll just go and, oh, maybe they're only going to pay him $450,000, all right? But let's say they're going to do that to $1 million. That's what's being discussed. It's $450,000 per person. So if you had a family of two or three or four, well, then by golly, you've got over $1 million real quick, don't you? So, oh, you can just go and buy a, you can just go buy a nightclub or a liquor store. You can go out and buy a gas station. Or, you know what I'm saying? and start your own business. Meanwhile, you got good veterans that they're trying to kill. And they want to take that money and give it over to that. And then, you see, that's the kind of thing that starts to get people mad. Now, what are you going to do when you got, what, 350,000 or some say 460,000 people unvaccinated in the U.S. military that they're fixing to get rid of you to get rid of them and to give them dishonorable discharges? So what are you going to do with that? All right? What are you going to do with that? Well, I'm going to tell you what, that's going to be quite interesting, isn't it? Let's just suppose that a group of Delta Force or Army Rangers or maybe some SEALs thrown in or a little bit Marine Recon or Raider or some air controllers or some old Pathfinders or the old LERP type boys and girls or just some people out of the old Briar Patch that, oh, they died in the Gulf War, but, oh, they're just mysteriously still alive, and they get activated from time to time for cash money or for, jewels in a safe deposit box in some kind of a place in the Shetland Islands or the Anstalt to Liechtenstein or maybe the Caymans, where you go into that one shopping center. I went to the Cayman Islands, Grand Cayman, one time. And there must have been, it was like a shopping area, not a mall, but just like just all kind of little small storefronts. And every one of them is about 500-600 banks in there, all right? So you don't have to have a worry about any of those accounts, and you still got Bermuda, the Bahamas, and other places as well, all right? So they pay them how they want to pay them. Well, that's just the people. Well, what are you going to do when they're going to cashier all these boys and girls out? Well, you're going to have some trouble, aren't you? And I'm going to tell you what. Then the banks will have to say, well, you know, we got to get rid of the currency and all of that because the currency now is spreading. We have to go digital, you know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to get so wild, so crazy, so nuts. But I'm going to tell you what. Joe Biden is going to go over there to see the Luciferian masters. And you got to check in with the allegedly who the false prophet might be. And then you're going to go up to Glasgow. Well, you know, if you understand, what is it, the Kirkwall scroll, and you understand that where the 33rd degree gang sort of got its later start. Of course, in the competition with the London guys and also the Grand Orient out of France, you see, and all the different competing esoteric schools of the high Masonic. So you're sitting out there in the Blue Lodge. You ain't grand. You're the grandmaster, but if you're not been to the 33rd degree and beyond, and you don't even know what you're talking about yet, do you? But you could read. You could read and see for yourself. You could read our favorite Confederate general, right? Who wrote the book Morals and Dogma, right? It's sitting right there in your Blue Lodge. Go take a look at it if you're in that mind. And boy, I'd like to read that, you know. And on about page 312, he says, tell it to the men of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degrees that the God we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer the Lightbringer. Okay? Albert Pike, who created the 33rd degree of Scottish Rite. All right? And when you look up, apparently somebody told me that when you look up after they invest in you, the 33rd degree, or you go through the all the rituals and all the stuff, you look up to the top of the room, and there's a picture of Albert Pike up there looking back down on you, okay? Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. All right, I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. And I'll tell you, I'm sitting here tonight with the back so bad I can't even hardly walk. Oh, I can still bite, but it hurt me, and if you came at me, I'd be so mad that you would not be around. You know what I'm saying? But you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Better reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me tell you something. You go to stevequayle.com, you click through, order his new movie, order the Mega Drought movie, pick up some of the books, pick up some of the other videos and things that he's got there for you. And then Brother Quayle, he'll still get you some gold or silver or platinum. He also has access to many other things like high-quality night vision. All right? And you just talk to him. You tell him old Hawk sent you. When you call him up at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, you tell him old Hawk sent you, okay? And if you email him or if you put a little note and you've ordered something off the website, just put in the little comment section, Hawk sent me. Let him know, because I'll tell you, I try to make sure that Brother Quayle, who made it okay for me years ago to come back to the Lord Jesus, to be saved. And I'm going to tell you what. That's the key, is sticking with the real CIC, the Lord Jesus. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology, which I already see you doing, to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and America. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, you got your optics on, baby, and you just squeeze that trigger. Road and track, little Al. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And just know that he loves you and he loves your mom and daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, go out tonight and prepare food, propane, all the different things that might be on the list that if you could not buy it ever again, you'd like to have in your own general store. Good night.